Welcome back to Halftime of tonight's season opening game between Northwest Missouri State and Texas A&M Kingsville. Our guest this week on Where Are They Now is former Bearcat tight end Mark Moss, who played on Northwest's first two championship teams in 1998 and 1999. Moss says he felt welcome on the Northwest campus from the very beginning of his college career.
Well, going in as a freshman and going up for two-a-days, I certainly didn't know kind of what to expect as we were, you know, paired with during that time. Older football players hoping to be our mentors, and I ended up with Alan Buckwalter, who ended up being a lot of fun. And my time that really began there just continued to grow as classes began, and I got to meet more of my professors and other students who weren't necessarily involved in sports. It was just a great family atmosphere, but I still got an excellent education and really appreciated all the professors I had and the influence they had on me.
Moss says a lot of good memories come to mind when thinking of his playing career at Northwest.
I would probably have to say the two national championships were the most memorable, but certainly every time we got to beat Missouri Western or Pitt State, it was nearly as good as winning a national championship. And then I'll always remember T.J. Schneckloff and the Mad Viking.
Moss explains what the Mad Viking was all about.
Well, what he would basically do is take the ear pads out of his helmet, put it on backwards, and put the ear pads in the ear holes and run around screaming. And I remember the first national championship game, we were all pretty nervous and had practice at a local high school, and he comes running out of the locker room with his helmet on backwards and his ear pads sticking out of his ear holes, just screaming, and it really lightened the mood, and I think it really helped us kind of relax and understand that it's still just a football game.
Moss says the two national championship games he played in were completely different experiences for him.
Well, the first year was a much different, wetter game is probably the best way to describe it. We felt pretty in control, I would say, most of the game. And the second year, I really felt almost not in control at any of the game until the pass to Ryan George in the back of the end zone. And then, of course, the excitement of the four overtimes and the national recognition we got was very different than the first one.
Former Bearcat tight end Mark Moss. Moss is in his first year as high school principal at Rockbridge High School in Columbia, Missouri. Stay tuned. Matt Gorder will be back with a halftime report right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.